Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Terrell. How can I help you?
Good afternoon, Terrell. It's been like ages since I talked to you last. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm busy on my website right now and just calling around. I know you're off. You said you're off on Thursdays and Fridays. I talked to Emily last week. And trying to get in touch with Amanda. I haven't talked to her in like 2 months. But I just wanted to share some things with you. Amanda's still trying to get your corporate people to get in touch with me about the Enterprise Legacy.
Trying to get them to get in touch with you?
Yeah, about the Enterprise Legacy display. I got my collection out in Titusville. That's not what I want to do, but nobody's gotten back with me and say, hey, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, but, it sounds like a good idea. Maybe we'll address it in the future or whatever the case may be. Nobody's gotten back with me on that, but that's not the point. I just want to let you know, on page 6 on my website, I have added some new stuff under there before. I talk about the Enterprise experience, but I have a couple of things underneath that banner. That's it. I'm trying to get to the page here. And I added a couple more things that might be interesting. And I'm surprised Eagle Moss can't tap into it because you got, I told you about, the other check got, I think I told you about that guy, ZE Films. Let me see where I'm trying to. So I have the section. I got the XPRIZE Foundation with the Elon Musk and stuff like that, and with the XPRIZE, Elon Musk and NASA. And then after that, I got Virgin Galactic, because the one that is actually doing stuff in the space world is Elon Musk with the SpaceX operations. Actually now selling crewed members to the space station. And that's in the last year or so, but, you know, for the last couple of years, they've been, you know, sending supply ships to the space station. Plus, landing, I think they said last week, the week before, that was the 10th time that they used the first stage rocket. Because they send the first stage rocket, then send the second stages and so on and so forth up into space. And that first stage comes back and lands on the platform, and they take it down and reuse it again. And they said it was the 10th time that they reused that stage. Instead of how in the past they used to fall into the ocean, they recover it, and whatever else they do with the first stage. But these are first stages that actually land itself back down on the Earth or on a platform, and they reuse it again. And they said this was the 10th time that they used that particular stage. I think, I forget what it is, the year 77? I mean, 2017 that they started using it? I can't remember. But that's pretty interesting, no?
Mm-hmm.
Before. But then that's SpaceX. And then you got Virgin Galactic that sent up their test flight of their ship from their hub in the spaceport, New Mexico, because Florida, you were doing all their test stuff out in California. But about a year ago, they moved all their operations to New Mexico to spaceports, and they did their very first space flight test operation this past Saturday. So New Mexico became the third state to send a person into space. I think the first one we know is Florida, but I don't really remember. I think it might be Van Andenberg or whatever, the Air Force Base in California. I don't think it was Texas. I got to do the research. But New Mexico is number 3 with Virgin Galactic. They say, now after they get all the, you know, bugs out of the system, all the T's crossed and I's dotted and all the bureaucracy, making sure the space flight can be okay for the average person like you and me, then they're saying pretty much, they thought it would have been done by now, but most likely early 2020 that they'll start sending customers up into space, because now they did the first It's not the first, but the first from New Mexico. But they got to do a couple of test phases with the spaceship before they can start giving sign off and say, yeah, you can start doing it now. Sign, start sending to space. And then Bezos is like, the guy from Amazon, he's following suit on that. I think he's in the last section. Long story, I'm not going to. Bezos is the owner of Amazon.
You said he's selling suits, space suits?
No, he's in suit. That means he's right behind him.
Oh, pursuit, yeah. Like, yeah.
Pursuit, like he's got a thing called Blue Origin. And actually, one of his buildings is right outside on the other side of the entrance to the Kennedy Space Center here in Florida. You turn left, you go into the Kennedy Space Center tourist attraction area. On the right side, you see the big blue orange Origin building. And what's so interesting about him is he was, I graduated from Miami Pomelo Senior High School in 1974, and he graduated from the same high school in 1982.
Oh, really? Bezos?
Yeah, a lot. Bezos, because his mother married a guy named Jorgensen.
Yeah.
And but then later on, she, I don't know if it was before or after she moved to Miami, she married a Cuban immigrant called Bezos. So that's why that's why he's called Jeffrey Preston Bezos instead of Jeffrey Preston Jorgensen, because he was adopted by Bezos.
Oh, interesting.
So his father was a Jorgensen. I don't know what that is. It's European. Jorgensen, not like Swedish or something. I don't know what she is, but the family moved from Texas to Miami area, and they lived in the influence area. I know Pincrest is right around the area of the high school. That's like about a couple minutes away from the high school where I used to go, about 20 plus minutes to go to that high school. About a year or two later, they opened up the high school almost right across the street from where I live. It's called Southridge. But when I was going to high school, it was Miami Pomelo Senior High School. I graduated in 74. Like I said, he graduated as he was a valedictorian, and he got the National Merit of Scholar and Silver Knight War winner in 1982 when he graduated. Then he went to Princeton University, but he graduated from the same high school as me. So I'm going to connect with him, give him a gift as a memento from Miami Pomelo Senior High School. If you go on to page 3, you'll see the creative writing book that I made with the cover and the poster from that 1974 issue of the Apocalypse. And then in the same section, I have the stuff. Let's see, I start off with SpaceX and Virgin Galactic, then I go to Gene Roddenberry, he's the son of Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, and then I go to and his foundation, and I go to American Space Museum with Sam T. Bedingfield. That's how I'm associated with the American Space Museum in Tarzville. And then you got a guy called Build the Enterprise, the real ship over the next 20 years. He wants to get with all the big billion-dollar entrepreneurs, and he's got it all laid out. Building a real enterprise in space. But when I found out about his organization back in 08, and I did some research, I found out, you'll see on the same section there, you see two videos. They actually were going to build. They were, because, you got the strip there in Las Vegas where all the attraction-type hotels, with all the attraction. But they had the downtown section where all the original gambling hotels were, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all family members were going to go to the strip and not hang around the downtown area. So they got this one investor and some other financiers, and even the hotels and casinos around downtown, they call it downtown Las Vegas. So the mayor of the city, all the hotels, they're having all this approved, even majority of all the people in Paramount that own Star Trek, they were all for making a real 1,000-foot-long replica of the Starship Enterprise. The one you see in the very first movie. They were going to actually build one sitting on the ground, like a big attraction thing in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But then they went into the meeting with the CEO of Paramount. He says, yeah, if you build this thing and it's there as a permanent fixture there in Las Vegas, and what happens if it's a flop? That means it's going to stay there permanently, and it makes, oh, who built this thing? Paramount. Makes Paramount look like a bad in his eyes. So he didn't sign off on it. They were actually going to build it. You're building these little Eagle Moss models, but they are going to actually build the big, real ship with everything inside it. But they were looking at a point of a tourist attraction as far as entertainment. My object, like Bill the Enterprise Dad, he wants to actually use the technology there to build one in space so we can get to like to Mars in 3 months by using certain such technology. It can be done. It's just the whole point is to inspire the younger generation. Just like you probably don't have Paramount Plus. It used to be CBS All Access. They're going to have, oh, God, I can't remember what the title is. Nichelle Nichols, the actress that was in the original TV show, the black woman who was a communications officer. You remember her?
I think so, yes.
She was the first black woman to be in the 1966 show. And then she was there the first year, and she was about to quit, and she was at a gathering, and somebody famous was at the gathering, and she turned around, and she was staring face to face with Martin Luther King, and she said, I like your shirt. I'm going to be quitting this year. And he said to her, no, you don't. You're the only program I let my little kids, girls watch. Because first of all, you're the not only the first black person, but you're the first black woman with an authoritative position at that time in history where everything's nothing but white, and only black people were there as like servants. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She was the first one that was showing, and it's a different type of character. And then she had, because her and William Shatner had the first interracial kiss on TV in that environment, 1966, 67, 68, 69. You start talking about, and then you got the movie Hidden Figures, which took a young black woman to do the correct mathematical that kept us going in space. Then it took Michelle Nichols that everybody in the space program up until 69 was nothing but white men. Then after that,
I remember.
Then after Michelle Nichols had such an influence on the NASA community that she got not just only women into the program, but men and women of different colors and races and cultures, from Japanese to Israel and you name it. And Mae Jemison that appeared on Next Generation as one of the assistants, her name is Mae Jemison. She became an astronaut because Michelle Nichols inspired her. She was just an actress. But because she opened doors for everybody, and she's like changed the outlook of NASA, because of what she did. So they're going to have a documentary about that on June the 3rd on Paramount Plus. If you have anybody,
excuse me,
your friends or neighbors, anybody that has Paramount Plus that they see Discovery and everything, they're going to have that documentary on Paramount Plus. I recommend tell that to Emily too, and Amanda and Phyllis. Anybody that has Paramount Plus, check it out. They say it's going to be debuted on June the 3rd.
And what's the name of that documentary?
God, I don't. Let me see if I can find it here. Let's see. Where am I here? Let me see if I got Paramount Plus on this thing. No, that's not what I want. Let's see. NASA documentary about women, June the 3rd. Let's see what it says. Oh, it's called Women in Motion.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I do follow them.
Women in Motion. Michelle Nichols' daunting task to launch a national blitz for NASA, recruiting 8,000 of the nation's best, brightest, including the trailblazing astronauts who became the first African American, Asian, and Latino men and women to fly in space.
Yeah, I do remember. Yep.
Yeah, and it's like first you had Captain Kirk, and then you had Captain Picard, and then you got Deep Space Nine with Captain Sisko, which was the first black captain, so to speak, and then you had Voyager, had the first woman captain, and then you have the new TV show Discovery, which is surrounded by a female black lead, and now she's the captain. You know, and she remembers the day when she met Nicole Nichols and everybody, but she, like Nicole Nichols, hands over the torch to her because she, you know, with the latest reports I hear that she's got Alzheimer's and it's getting worse. You know, and like giving it over to a new generation, like with God, I don't remember her name. Martin, her last name, serious. Son, I can't remember her name. The woman that's the head of Discovery. But then it just shows the aspects of how our thinking, our society can change its thinking if you have people with willpower to help make the change, to make it for the better, instead of sticking with old-fashioned concepts and hang-ups, you know. And I knew her that long time, but I didn't know how much she was an influence of the situation with NASA until I saw this promo about this Women in Motion program. And I can't wait to see it. I'd like to see what they have to say. You know, because you know the show was only there from 66 to 69, and then it was canceled. And after that, it took a life of its own without the TV show. I mean, because it was part of history, part of NASA. It came in there right at the tail end when NASA was, you know, the show wrapped up in like spring of 69, and guess who lands on the moon in 69? In July, you know? America lands on the moon in July. So it's in the hoopla of all that Star Trek, you know, just continued to live on without being a TV show. You went into syndication, and you get, you got the actors and everything all involved in it, but it's the whole aspect of what has happened here with NASA right now with, you know, the Mercury, Gemini, Apollo projects and landing on the moon, and how it's, I forget when the last time man was on the moon, 72, you know, and how we living back then were in that aura of, look what we have done. Look what we can accomplish if we put our brains together. And you can somewhat think of it you know, we look at what's happening here on Earth, but look, what was the space station? The space station is a collaboration between all the United States and Europe and other nations and Russia. I don't know if China is really involved in that or not, but it shows the collaboration between these nations, and they're working together up in space. Why can't we do the same thing here on the Earth? You know?
Mm-hmm.
We thought that'd be more or less like a microcosm of what we can expect in the future, but we're still seeing the stupid skirmishes that happen here on the Earth. You know? It's so stupid. I thought we would be way beyond this point. What do you think?
I definitely agree. The little simple things is keeping us apart. Divisions. When
that's
it's
why,
really...
That's why.
Uh-huh.
That's why I give up. That's why I give somewhat of Star Trek Planet Society. It follows through. A lot of Star Trek alumni associated with the Planet Society that started with Carl Sagan. I think Bill Nye is the guy that's head of it now. And you got Robert Picardo that played the Doctor in Voyager doing that, and some others from Star Trek.
Because they're
looking for a better future. But, you know, looking out in space, but looking out in space for giving us so-called humans possibility here on Earth. As they're investigating doing things for space, like they were doing with the sending man to the moon, they were able to build things like air filtration systems that we use in our own house, like the ion air filter systems and stuff like that. It was all developed here for the space program and some other things that space experimenting, and we use in our everyday lives right now. I think microwaves was another one. Microwave ovens was another one that they stumbled upon when they were man ready to go.
The list goes on and on. Almost all the technology.
So, you know, but you think, if you put your mind that, you can create. I mean, the creation is there. The plutonium is there. Man can change that plutonium and turn it into rods to create the heating element to heat up water, so it turns the turbine to create electricity, right? But at the same time, we can take that same element and put it inside an imploding device that becomes an atomic bomb. You know, the same principle. That's why they're trying to stop Iran from creating the centrifuges, because the same thing that can create the product to create electricity can at the same time turn around, be used to make a bomb. So they say, oh, we're building so we can create electricity. But how do we know you don't turn around, make a bomb, and blow Israel off the map? Because the way your rhetoric shows, you know, that's all the religious thinking. But, it's like that. But the point is that that's why I'm adamant about the Enterprise legacy, and that's why I got that set up in the American Space Museum. Because the whole aspect is, out of all the Star Trek shows, let's say from NX-01 to the original TV show, and then the original TV movies, and to get to the Next Generation, out of all those shows, who was the star of the show? The Enterprise TV show was Scott Bakula as Archer. The next year, the original TV show was William Shatner as James Kirk. And the Next Generation was Patrick Stewart as Captain Picard. And then, what's up? But out of all the stars, who was the star of the show?
William Shatner, I guess.
Out of all of them. If you saw the Enterprise TV show, well, who was the star of the show? What was the name of the show? Enterprise. The Enterprise NX-01. And what was the Kirk ship? The USS Enterprise NCC-1701. What was Picard's Enterprise? Enterprise NCC-1701-D. And then he got E. Then Kirk was on the christening of the Enterprise B in Nexus in Generations, the movie. And then you got the other one, the Enterprise C, and then you got the Enterprise E for the first contact, and you got the online USS Enterprise, the E, F, that was created by a regular person like me, and on the online revamped a little bit. Now you got even the newer newer version. You got three Enterprise Fs right now. I just ordered the third one from you guys.
Oh yeah.
But the Star Destroyer, yeah, you got the two original ones back a couple of years ago, but you have a new one that's from the online itself. It's a modification of the Enterprise F. It's in, I ordered that. I think the TV show, the Kirk Picard comes out when they had to send the Enterprise back into pass to do its sacrifice because the Enterprise C was destroyed. The history behind that is that Patrick Stewart is Captain Picard says, let us not have history forget the name Enterprise. And that's a aspect. And so far, we got a lot of famous Enterprises under our belt. The first military ship built by the United States Army for 1799 was in the Barbary Wars in Africa and Tripoli, from the shores of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. That's the song of the Marines. And they had part in the War of 1812. And then you got the World War II Enterprise, and the very first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier of the Enterprise. You got the first space shuttle of the Enterprise. You got the first Virgin VSS Enterprise that crashed. They're all real Enterprises. Then you have all your other fictional. So Enterprise continues, and the Enterprise has a theme of its own to encourage one us to take on life as an Enterprise, an adventure. To enjoy, to experience it. So that's why I want to develop the Enterprise Legacy Collection based upon this poster I got, and it's in the American Space Museum. Hopefully I can bring something like that to NASA when I get a chance to get out of this COVID situation. Mm-hmm. But that's why I was trying to approach your people. She said she was trying to contact the people in the UK because they're the main body besides your office in the United States. Mm-hmm. That's the one you've got to really approach is the people in the UK.
Yeah, they was based out of UK. That's correct.
Yeah, that's their main. That's the main starting off point. I know that. Then they branched out throughout the rest of the world, stuff like that from there. They start off as a magazine company or something.
And was they what?
Did they start off like a magazine company or something? I'm trying to remember.
I'm not 100% sure, but you are giving me a good history lesson. I need to take notes.
Yeah, I went researching about the history of Vigo Moth. And later on, they started doing all the collectibles. Like, you look at all the thing on your repertoire besides, you're adding more and more, like with the Doctor, the Orville, and who's that? You got Marvel and DC and all these others, but the most extensive one you've got under your belt is Star Trek. And now look at all the world of Star Trek that's opening up for you. You got the multi-universe Picard series now. You got the Strange New Worlds that's going to come out probably at the end of this year with Captain Pike. You got the what's the cartoon program that's been out for the second season of, what do you call it, Lower Deck, the cartoon. They got now Prodigy for kids. The list goes on and on. I mean, the entertainment world is getting filled up with Star Trek-related stuff, whereas Star Wars really not showing anything on the horizon except for, I've watched a few of the Mandalorian programs. They're pretty good. It's about the bounty hunter just making sure he makes protects Yoda when Yoda was a young baby of 50 years old. I don't know if you ever seen it. I just saw the first three programs of that, and it's pretty interesting. I was really impressed with the structure of the shows. It's still somewhat of a Star Wars-y type structure, but it shows this bounty hunter, like a Boba Fett, protecting a little baby. I mean, we know Yoda from the original movies, but this is when he's a baby, a young kid, like some of 50 years old. And he is the Mandalorian is protecting him. And how that's going to develop into the future, I don't know. But he just made a whole new world with the little baby Yoda and everybody has. I'm driving along the highway and I see on the back of the car, there's a little sticker on the back window that says little baby Yoda. It's so funny. I got the little doll here that makes the little noise. I forget what this. But all these aspects. But I'm trying to push the Enterprise Legacy collection display. If I mean, you just have to do a couple extra logistics, you know. You have all the original Star Trek Enterprise ships. I forget which ones you got. Let me see. Where is my Science Space, U.S. Enterprise, American Space Museum? Let me see what I got here. A Space Museum, Space Museum 9, Scavenger Hunt. Scavenger Hunt. Okay. Let me see what I got on this page. I got a total of 17 ships named Enterprise. Come on, load up. This guy doesn't have all that. there you are. I got down the page and I see where's. Let me see what it says. No, is it something that's made different? Okay, maybe it's this one. Okay. You got the Enterprise tall ship, $17.99. You got the American aircraft carriers, first nuclear power, space shuttle. You got the VSS Enterprise. Then you have the first named spaceship or. It's not the first warp drive. It's called the XCV-330, which is the one that is just two rings with a little tube sticking out the front. Then you got the very first experimental five-warp Enterprise, which is the TV show Enterprise, NX-01. Then you got the next generation. When the original show Enterprise, and then the refit that came out for the movies, which later became the Enterprise 1701A, and then you get the generations, the Enterprise 1701B, then the merged one in the middle, the Enterprise 1701C, and then you got the Enterprise Next Generation 1701D, and then you got that one crashed into the planet generations, then they made a new Enterprise for the first move, first contact. The new crew, 1701E. Then you got the other Enterprise that was made for the J.J. Abrams movies, 2009, their iteration. Then they had the, because in Beyond it got destroyed, and so they came out with the new Enterprise for Beyond. Then you got the Enterprise J. So you count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. How did I get 17? Why am I missing 17? I know I got to have, what do you call that one? I look at this. The one from Discovery. That's 16. How did I get 17? I count. Only 7. I got to look at my whole page here. Okay, here we go. Yeah, there's mm-hmm. that one. That's the NX-01, the Wonderful Discovery, the TV show, the A, the B, the C, the D, the E, the F, the J, and the Furious. Yeah, the 17. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Yeah, that's the 17 ships named Enterprise. You have 13 of the ships named Enterprise. The only one that you don't have in your repertoire is the tall ship, the aircraft carrier, and the shuttle and Virgin Galactic's VSS Enterprise. That's got to, I guess, got to work with licenses with the different people. I don't know. Tall ship, I don't know who you go after. The aircraft carrier, you probably have to deal with the United States government and with the NASA, probably same thing with NASA, Virgin Galactic's VSS Enterprise, you got to deal with Virgin. But the other ones, you already have and you can just forget about the little individual stands. They can be all placed into the small, not the XL versions, but the smaller versions with the replicas of the tall ships, aircraft carriers, space shuttle, and Virgin Galactic's VSS Enterprise, all together in one, like half circle unit. What did I put a display here? Enterprise Hunt, grayscale, and then I didn't put it in here? No, I did not. I probably have it written down somewhere. Because I sent off to the American Space Museum. That's what I did. What did I gotta look for that later. If we can talk with Emily about it, or I don't know. I wish I could contact them direct if I had a physical address or an email address. But the only thing I look up on there is they tell me to call everything for Eagle Moss is to call through this number on the web. It doesn't give me anything else. I wish I could talk to them or write to them. I don't have to talk to them. I just write to them direct.
Was there any special requests you wanted me to send?
No, Emily's trying to do that just to follow through on it because I need to get – I just want to follow through on that. I don't remember. Okay, here it is. Concept, yeah. Here on the ship page here. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, it's the same stuff that I had sent you. Same information I sent you, I sent to Emily to send over to them. It's the Enterprise Legacy Collection. The 17th. Yeah, there it is. And I have all your ships there in the half circle and in the collection. See, Enterprise Legacy Collection. Let's make sure history never forgets the name Enterprise and look back then say, Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. To boldly go where no one has gone before. But we're just saying, to boldly go where you have never been before, what you have never done before, what you never had before, never seen before. Whatever the case may be, this just encourages us for the future. That's the whole part of about the collection. Not just for us to have a collection of these ships, like to have a statue of Iron Man or a statue of Superman or Doctor Who or the Wrestling Federation. Man, I want to be just like that guy from Wrestling Federation. I like to slap a chair over that guy's head. Man, that's stupid. That's why I hate boxing and wrestling. And no matter if you just think about doing something to harm about somebody else, you're hurting the other person. That is wrong. You should start to take that out of your brain. Take it out of the thinking process, then you don't actually do the physical act. If you actually throw somebody down on the floor, you're putting a pain on that person. If you actually punch a person in the face or in the stomach, you're actually putting hurt on another person. That is wrong thinking. That's wrong action. You know, to allow dogs or cock, chickens fighting each other, that means that you're allowing... How much they like to tear the party? What's the blood fight in the place? No, that's wrong. Get it out of that thing and then you stop that and then start the healing of mankind instead of destroying mankind. All right, sir. That's my thinking on things. Let's do things like we've never done before. Let's have peace like we've never had before. Things like that. Let's have love like we've never had before. Not just to say we have love and peace and joy and laugh. Let's do it. Period. Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Well, my father, just try to help me follow through on these things.
I'm a request for another follow up for you since you just called. Okay.
I appreciate that, sir.
Oh yeah, you're welcome.
Have you heard anything from Amanda? I could have been trying to contact her for the last 2 months, and I never seem to. They just say she's never available.
Yeah, I've been in Tennessee on vacation. I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah, I get to talk to you once in a while, but I haven't talked to Emily. I mean, Amanda in forever. I don't know. I don't know if she works specific hours or what. I mean, I ask you as a supervisor. I mean, you might have representatives throughout the night. But supervisors work all night long too.
Yeah, all night. Yep, we 24/7 here.
That's too much, man. I used to work 24/7, 365 is too much.
No, I don't work 24/7. But yeah, but it's okay. I'll let this follow up go through. Hopefully, they give you a call soon too.
Yeah, they don't have to call me. They can write me an email. Anything, just getting, because it's a great concept. It's just trying to I got an idea, but because they deal with the actual formulation and calculation on how to develop something like this. How this could be displayed or whatever could be, you know, don't want to do stuff per se, whereas they have to actually make something brand new in their, what you call logistical, is actually they make the molds, make a different ship and everything. So they have all these, you got your regular size ships, plus you got your XL size ships. You wouldn't want your whole display unit be with the XLs, it would be too large of a display. But when you have your smaller ships and have the representation of the real ships, the tall ship, the aircraft carrier, the shuttle, and the VSS Enterprise, that can be all smaller, not being all situated on whatever kind. And what I visualize is, let's say you have, let's say the original TV show, Enterprise, like the model that you have, and you have a little LED spotlight shining up on it. You know, when you're like at night, you can just turn on a switch, and you might be in a dark room, and you can turn on a switch, and all these lights are shining up onto the ship. Just like you see with the, like, for example, remember seeing the very first movie, when it came out in 79? Kirk comes back to, when the movie comes out, the first Star Trek movie. Do you remember seeing that movie?
I'm not 100% sure. I just used to see the different shows.
Yeah, because you had the original TV show, you know, the original one from the 66, 69, and 79, the very first movie came out. That's because what they show, when the movie came out, and besides, you know, all the actors getting back together after all those years, about 10 years of separation, and coming together as a crew again, but Kirk was an admiral now. He's no longer captain, and he was going back. He's going to go up to the Enterprise. Instead of being beamed up, he went up and did an inspection. And like a little shuttlecraft, right? Mm-hmm. With Scotty, the engineer. So they're looking out the window in front, and they're doing a outside view of the ship, like an inspection. And you see from the back end, the top end, the side end, the front end, and it takes about 4 minutes or so to fly around the whole ship just to get the view of this new design that you haven't seen in 10 years. And the refit of the ship comparison to what was in the original TV show. And that's the aspect. Now, if you go on my webpage, I did a revamp of my webpage. Let's see, I'm trying to... Is it here? Is this on?
Huh?
No. I'm trying to find out which computer I have the information on. I probably have it on. I'm going to turn this off here, which is this one here. Okay. If you go to page 6 on my website and you look underneath the Enterprise, see the Enterprise, build the Enterprise, then underneath that you see two pictures of Enterprises. The quick images about to see the clips of the Starship Enterprise in Las Vegas. You click each one, especially the first image to the left, you see the information about the proposal to build the real Enterprise. But under that, you see the Enterprise, the real star of the show. Let's make sure history never forgets the name Enterprise Captain. And yeah, I got a picture of the NX-01, and then 1701, and then 1708 for refit, the B, the C, D, F, E, F, and then the 2009, and the Discovery, and the Enterprise J. And you press each one of those images, I think a Z film images showing the ship close-ups and the third, but the one, if you press the NCC 1701 refit, you know, they all take it to YouTube, and it's actually the clip that they were shown on
YouTube. Because no matter how many times you've heard
that, you hear that one? It's actually a clip from the movie where it shows Kirk and Scotty in the little shuttle flying up to where the Enterprise is moored, and Captain Kirk is looking out the window and moving up to inspect the new ship. And it just shows you flying around the whole ship. They're coming up from underneath and then flying around it. And that's the whole aspect. Taking a side view and all this stuff. So, it's taken right from the movie itself. So, it's very, very nice. Very much just little computer imagery, but this is what they showed actually from the first movie. You know, he's inspecting the Enterprise, seeing how it looks. It's pretty neat. So when you get a chance, take a look at those Enterprises on that page. I just installed that.
Refresh my memory. What's that website again?
My website is Star, STAR, E as Enterprise, ENTER, net as network.com. StarEnterNet.com. You should have that all printed on your brain.
Yeah, I put it in the notes, but I was writing up your follow up request, but I notated it for the follow up too. I'm gonna tell them to look it up. Look up your update.
No, I mean, each time we maybe have some advertising. It's a shame that some way your organization can't make contact with this guy from ZE Films. This way he can promote Eagle Moss and at the same time Eagle Moss can promote him by utilizing his videos in association with each one of your ships, not just on the Enterprise, but he's got images of all the different kind of variety of ships that you guys make. I don't know how much percentage of, you know, he's got the Romulan and the Klingon and this Voyager and what's the other one is there? And the Discovery. But this goes on with a variety. I don't know how many ships he's created in his CGI imaging. You know, it'd be nice to see that in association with Eagle Moss. Every time you get it, you could add it as a feature. Say, like, go to in the magazine or something. Check out this link, or check YouTube, or even have a new feature. You can even buy a CD drive, a regular, you know, thumb drive, with these images built onto it for an extra amount of money that both Eagle Moss and whatchamacallit, ZE Films can benefit from thereof, you know. So the image, you can just, instead of going through YouTube, you can build this thumb drive in there, has all the chips from Eagle Moss with all the imaging from, you can show the image of the, let's say, the NCC 171 from the original show, and you can show that ZE Films demonstration thereof, and that's that. You can have a little synopsis from Eagle Moss in advertising, say, this is what the model looks like, this is from the different views, and then this is the magazine you get with it, and this is what you find in the magazine, and go from there, and then go to the next one, so on and so forth. It'd be nice to put the package together like that. have one that you have your basic imaging of inside magazines and your actual model, but actually see a repetition of instead of a still picture inside of a magazine, you get a real life motion picture, whether it be done with CGI, with CG films, or actually taking their excerpts from the movies themselves. You know, you got the technology for that, and you could, instead of doing it individually per magazine, you can just sell it. Says this is all the Federation starships, and all together on a thumb drive that you could sell to your customers. That's another idea that just came out recently.
Oh, good idea, too.
Because even I've got this little card here from, let me get out, from NASA. It's like a little credit card. It's like a little credit card, right? And it's called Space E3 on the Chip. Major space programs, 1947 through 2018. And what it is a little flip, what do you call it? thumb drive. It's embedded into the card. You just flip it around, and you stick it inside your computer like your thumb drive. And it has all the information. Insert the red link into your computer with the metal prongs lined up with the USB connector. Use the power port or hub, not the ports on your keyboard. And this carbureted in 1918. It's like a little credit card, but the image of it is just a little tab that folds into the card itself, and you just swing it out, and you plug that into your computer. And it's pretty nice. You could have something like that, availability, so you can see your little Star Trek spaceships in motion, besides just seeing a still picture of the model or what's in your magazine. It could be in association with each other, so he could develop more and more imaging, not just for his the online universe, but also for maybe people. You never know, maybe, because he's so interested in Star Trek, I don't know if he might be interested, but you could probably have other organizations do the same for your other, even with the Marvel Universe, you know, having little bits and pieces about Iron Man and Thor or Superman and Batman. Well, this goes on and on. Just little, you've got your whole range from the magazine to your model or display unit or your, what do you call those? The statues of the few. There's another name. God, I can't think of it. Yeah, like Batman and Spider-Man. What do you call those? I can't think of the top of my mind. Figurine of the figurine of the Spider-Man or Iron Man or Batman or Thor or Hulk. You know, the figurines, instead of just having that in the magazine, you can actually have another media avenue like your the actual video representation thereof, whether it be a CGI or something that was brought out for you from inside the movies or TV shows themselves. You know, something that gives you a little bit more than what you have right now. And it can be done because the technology is there. It's just implementing. It's simple to make simple thumb drives like that. If NASA can do it with a simple credit card, so can Elon Musk. They just probably never thought about it. You know, I don't know. That's what, if I was on their R&D department, like, you know, give them a little sparks of ideas. Ah, that's a good idea. I never thought about that. You know, like my company said, some of the best ideas come from the field. Why? Because they have the R&D department, they have the CEOs and the guys graduating from universities, but they're up there planning and discussing and everything. But we're out here in the real world doing the actual physical application and operation and stuff like that. And seeing how, well, this works, that doesn't work. Oh, that works great. There's something better that I never thought about. Why don't you try that? And they said the best ideas come from the field. So that's all I'm doing. I see something, and why not share with you, so you can share with Emily and your higher-ups. You know, it's part of my expanding my knowledge of understanding things, because I've been associated with certain things, so I said, why not share it? I like to have monetary value of things, but I don't mind sharing things, because that's just the kind of person I am. You know, because in the long run, you never know, it might turn into monetary. But that doesn't hurt to share. I'm not going to hog it all to myself. That's so wrong. I've seen so many things in the past. The people that have developed things and everything, they hog onto it and they never get anywhere. But then they finally, somebody they share things with. Like Elon Musk doesn't mind sharing his technology about batteries and everything like that with Toyota, because you want to get away from the cars with gasoline, combustible engines. You want to get into vehicles that deal with electricity, so you can use solar energy and other types of energy besides burning up gas, you know. So and it's working, you know. He's on the forefront of that stuff with those batteries. He's operating, and he's creating a lot more solar system things here. He's been working a lot in Hawaii with battery-operated stuff, solar stuff. Now he's really pushing his solar stuff here in the States, besides sending men to the space stations, besides making his Tesla cars. I mean, no wonder this guy's on the forefront of the technology, in the forefront right now, helping us to change our lives. Because if we can get away from paying the gas companies want you to pay, but we got to live with it for temporary until the other technology, and they're going to come. They're going to come around. The solar systems have escalated big time in the last 10 years. So it's worth going that route. You get off your national grid of electricity. If a storm comes along, everybody's without electricity, and you still got electricity because you got your solar system. You know. It's become cheaper, too. Because it's like TVs. Remember the flat-screen TV 10 years ago? $10,000 for a 55-inch screen? Now you can get a 55-inch screen for less than $300? You know?
Oh, yeah.
And then all your computers now are no longer regular hard drives, now SSDs. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's back then. I mean, I was shocked. I'm waiting to come down a little bit or get some money, get the guy installed. I got the desktop and an SSD with 2 terabyte will cost me like $200 something. It's just getting installed into the desktop and then configured to meet up. I'm still going to keep the old hard drive in there because I got still a terabyte hard drive, but I'm going to use that for other kind of applications. But the other SSD in there, I'm going to keep in for the purpose of doing my musical recording on, because I don't want no latency. I want the perfect, you know, in and out. I'm not trying to search throughout the whole. Even though it's going at the speed of light, it's still got a mechanical system working with that. But the SSD is all electronic, all digital. We could talk more about this marvelous things that we're going into. Hope we look what they put out into this situation, computer world with the hacking of that pipeline a couple weeks ago.
Exactly.
With stuff that helped the affect it, because it doesn't matter, just only somebody coming in and cutting the pipeline and make the world go all over the place is bad enough that they able to go in there and disrupt the mental operations of a system like what happened to the pipeline. Like, man, really? Look what happened. You know.
Yeah, they had to pay $5 million to the hackers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, good. Next time I'm on $5 billion. Well, I want to mine. Hey, come on, Terrell, let's make some money. Let's try hack the, let's go hack something.
Yeah.
All right, Terrell. It's nice to talk with you, my friend.
All right, talk to you.
Just follow through on the stuff in the future. Just want to push this ahead so we can be all there for encouragement. The benefits of you, me, Eagle Moss, Easy Films, and I see something that the could be there, very productive for all of us.
Exactly.
All right, sir. I'm going to drink my drink. I'm going to lay down for a little bit. I got a lot of work to do. Enjoy the rest of the day, sir.
And thanks for calling Eagle Moss today, and have a good one.
Yeah, bye-bye, Terrell. Where's my phone?
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Phone. Come here, phone. Come here. Phone. I don't know.